Did you get a sense from him at all over the last few weeks that something was off and maybe he didn't want to be here or?
No. I mean, I thought everything was going normal and it just kind of came out of the blue, I thought.
What about after he posted that on his Instagram? Did he say anything to you about that or?
No, I think that's just how he felt at the time. Nothing more than that. I don't know.
Have you talked to him since?
I text him, just said, hey, sorry to hear what happened. But he's in good spirits, so.
What's going to be your lasting memory of Marty and his time here?
I feel like he's a very outspoken guy, and I think he's a natural leader, especially in the tight end room. He speaks up, and whenever we don't understand something, he's very football savvy, so he kind of knows how to explain it better. But just stuff like that. I mean, he jokes around a lot, but nothing that anybody else wouldn't do.
How well do you feel like you knew Marty?
Pretty well. I think over the last 6 months or so, I thought we became pretty close.
You don't like to judge anyone. You don't know what's going on. But the one word he did give when asked why the retirement, he said life. Is there something he may be dealing with that you know of that's more than we know?
No, I mean, I think he's at, you know, almost nearing the end of his career. And I think he just feels like he wants to spend time with his family, a little more time with his daughter and stuff.
People might be connecting the dots, you know, with Aaron going down and then him saying he's going to retire after this year. And we don't know if that's a fact, that all those are connected. But if they are, how do you make sure that the rest of the guys that are still in this locker room aren't also looking past this season and still trying to get this thing on and not quitting on anything the rest of the year?
I personally don't think that was the case. But I think we just need to start putting together some good games, some winning games. Like today was a really good practice. Yesterday was a really good practice. So we've been putting together the practices. I think we just need to carry it over to the field. And I feel like once we start winning games, you know, a lot of the outside distractions will kind of start to fade away.
Well, Martellus is the guy who slept in the locker room before things got started. He get here a day early, wore the cheese hat, and went out of his way to say hi to everybody on his team. So that's what makes it so ironic that halfway through the season, he's no longer here. That's a head scratcher.
It is. Even to me, I don't know what happened, but I mean, I can say he's the biggest team player of many people that I've known that play football. So I'm not sure what the disconnect or miscommunication was there.
What does this do for you and Richard now? What kind of opportunities do you think are put in your hands?
Well, I think it gives me more plays, more time to learn the offense, which has been great for me. You know, I've been able to catch up on some things that maybe I didn't get the reps in before. Same with Richard. You know, we're kind of out there together. You know, we may sub out in and out and kind of get the reps together. So I think it makes it a little more flush for us to be out there and kind of learn the offense and be more in sync with everything.
Are you going to play in line a little bit more going forward?
I like playing in line. I hope so. I don't mind it. That would be great, though.
Lance, you've played in different cities. A lot of these guys have only been in Green Bay. How does this locker room, through a three-game losing streak, compare to some of the ones you were with the Rams, where seasons got away from you?
I think they've been handling it well. I think this organization handles things very well. We seem to take things, digest it, and just move on. And, you know, that's the best way to handle it. And I think that going forward, as long as we stay positive, as long as we can start getting some wins together, I think we'll be fine.
Do you think there's a big difference, though, because you've been on teams that ended up with losing records? Is this a team that can be a winning team?
I think so. I think we have, you know, I think outside of A-Rod, we have a ton of leaders, whether it's the receiver position, the outside linebacker position, or whatever it is. We have a ton of leaders on the team. We have a lot of guys with a lot of playoff experience, which I don't have, so... it's kind of good for me to be around that, and I think it's going to help us win.
When Coach McCarthy comes out and bluntly says nobody has stepped up, no position group has stepped up since Aaron went down, how is that message received by you and the other guys in the locker room?
I think it just gives us a challenge, and just telling us we need to go out there, we need to make plays. No matter what the play call is, we got to go out there, we got to beat our one-on-one matchups, we got to find ways to win games, and that's what we need to do.
So Lance is a tight end group. Richard right now, I guess. I don't know if that's by definition a group or not.
Yeah.
What do you guys have to do, just your position?
I think we just have to play consistent. know, our names aren't called a ton to go out there and make the deep ball catch or, you know, some crazy play. But I think when we do get an opportunity and when we do get a role out there, we have to meet it head on and we have to win.
I mean, you had one down the field. What was it, against Cincinnati, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Can a few of those
Yeah.
plays, I mean, are those in the yeah. play? Are they in the play calls?
We got a couple good shots down the field for the good guys, the tight ends. So we'll see what happens.
When you see those deep balls go up with Brett, are you kind of rooting that one of those is caught and then the floodgates?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it too. I think when one guy makes a play, that I think it'll just start snowballing effect from there. So we'll see what happens.
Some have come close, but why hasn't that been able to click yet? What do you think?
I think just repetition, getting in sync with Brett, seeing what he likes, what he playing to his strengths, and I don't know. We'll see what happens going forward.
With that in mind, mm-hmm. people look at that last drive you had Monday, garbage time,
yeah.
affected the over-under, that's all, but how much did that mean to you guys in this
locker? It meant a lot. Right before that drive, I remember our coach was just saying, go out there and finish this last drive like you're going to win the game. So that's what we did. And I think we have to have that mentality all the time. And if we do, I think we'll play much better.
What do you think about the Bears' defense? You've been able to see the past couple of weeks, what they put on the field?
They've been playing great defensively. They're a big physical defense, and they do a lot of good things. Hopefully for us, we can utilize some of the things we did in that Thursday night game and see if we can come out with a W.